from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A home for the Beavs and...
All right, welcome back. We are clubbing today.
Yeah.
It's the club at the pub.
I've officially cracked the seal on two occasions.
Yeah, Sook's double fisting, so yeah. If he gets louder, yeah. It's not his fault.
I've been brought an old-fashioned and a pub beer.
So pub beer is the official beer of Cheap Fun, the new sponsor of Club 1080. We're here at 10 Barrel Brewing. They make pub beer, and we're here celebrating their sponsorships, and we're doing all Club 1080 today.
Yes.
So now, we also have a bowl here, so if you come by, you can put your club topics in, and we'll just draw them randomly. And the one we're going to tackle next is favorite 1980s babe.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, there was a gentleman at the bar who did want the BMW championship sports picks.
I don't have any. I only gamble on the major, so I'm gonna turn this one over to you, Window Daddy.
I just went and told him my picks.
Okay.
Because they're proprietary, Sean.
Yes.
But hey, one I can toss out, Daddy. Is I was looking at the odds today. Buck and I like to talk golf betting.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the odds today, and look, I mean, the BMW Championship, by the way, they're down to like the top 50 guys. So there's only 50 guys, and they're all pretty good. They've all had good years. So Xander Schauffele, obviously, Colin Morikawa. Okay. But way down at the bottom, I was looking at the odds today.
Yeah, give me a flyer.
Dude.
I'll place a sawbuck on someone.
There is a dude that is totally mispriced, in my opinion, and his name is Max Homa. Oh. Max Homa has not had a great year.
I love me some Max Homa, though. That guy's a bro.
He's not had a great year, but he is plus 11,000. And I kind of don't understand why.
Interesting.
So you got to take a flyer on that.
All right.
Because Castle Pines are playing in Colorado. That course is kind of, it's got a little Augusta National vibe. And guess who was top five at Augusta National this
year? Max Homa.
Even though he didn't have a great year, Max Homa.
All right.
So there's one for you.
I love, by the way, and I will fully admit this, you can talk me, and by you, I mean most people. All it takes is like two or three, like, little tidbits, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, I need to place a bet on this. There will be $20 bet on Max Homa to win.
As simply, there should
simply
be.
Based on what you just told
I
me.
I think we probably just moved the line. I think that's crazy. 11,000? That means if you bet $100 and he wins the tournament, you win $11,000.
Every so often, Buck will do this. Buck will randomly be talking about something. And he'll throw out some sort of line, and I'm like, well, I know what I'm doing.
Sounds pick good
up,
to me.
Pick up the phone. Sounds good. Let's go.
Favorite 80s babe.
That's tough because there's varying degrees of this. I take this very seriously. But I will tell you that in the 1980s, something very magical happened to me. And that is I saw, a lot of magical things. The first two R-rated movies that I ever saw were Rambo First Blood Part 2 and Revenge of the Nerds. Now, Revenge of the Nerds, I saw my dad and his friends were like... They were like computer hackers. They would have parties over at my house. They would order Chinese food, and then they would illegally burn Commodore 64 games. They would like hack them. So they would have like these parties where they would just illegally trade video games. It was like the lamest thing in the world. But they would always put something on the big screen. Like, I saw Beverly Hills Cop this way, and that we weren't supposed to like watch those. I was a little kid. But I remember, like, they would get caught up in what they were doing, and occasionally I could lurk in the background. So the first set of up tops that I ever saw was from Revenge of the Nerds. The Revenge of the Nerds panty raid was a seminal moment in my life. And Miss Betty Childs, she was near and dear to my heart because that was the first time I had ever seen that. Also, in the 80s, and this is one where in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was a little kid, I got to see what year. I want to say this was like 85, maybe. When did Rambo come out? I was like 7 or 8 years old. Scrolling. Yeah, 1985. So 7-year-old Jason Sakanek and his older brother went down to the Cineplex in downtown Anchorage, and we bribed an elderly lady to buy us tickets to Rambo. Because back then, they would actually check. They wouldn't let you in. So she got us in to see Rambo. And in Rambo, you want to talk about a lifelong love affair, that's when I first saw Julia Nicholson, who was the Asian love interest of John Rambo in
gotta,
that movie.
I got to look her up.
And let me point out.
What is her name?
Julia Nixon.
Oh, Nixon.
Yeah. Look right here. This is 65-year-old Julia Nixon.
Wow.
Looks amazing to this day. The Asians age wonderfully. And I didn't know what was happening when I was 7 years old. But I saw her on screen as the Rambo love interest. And something changed that day. And from that moment on, I was like, we figured something out. And to this day, married to an Asian? What am I with now? The BTJ? Lifelong love affair. So that, she is always.
Those are off the board.
Those are off the board because everyone's got their standard Christy Brinkley's and you're going to have your Cindy Crawford's or whatever. But no. The first. You'll never forget your first. And Cindy, or Miss Betty Childs, and more importantly, Julia Nixon, who to this day looks amazing. They will always hold a very, very special place in my heart amongst my 80 babes.
By the way, can I say that I don't remember my first?
You don't remember the first time you saw?
Oh, no, I don't remember the first time I did it.
Oh.
I don't know who it was with. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. But if you wanted to go to a greater, like, kind of a more, like, well-known, let's also not forget that I may have worn out a certain part of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we had the VHS tapes? If you rewound too many times to the same spot, it would ruin the tape. I ruined my copy of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Because Phoebe Cates coming out of that swimming pool, and to this day I still call it, if you get caught, you get caught doing a Reinhold. That's Judge Reinhold. Hey, what happened? I got caught. Doing what? I was Reinholding myself. That moment where she comes out of that pool and says, you know how cute I think you are, Brad? I mean, come on. That may be like a top five movie moment of all time. If you're a child of the 80s, you wore out your VHS copy of that. That was a magical, magical time.
Well, I'm going to be boring and say Elle Macpherson.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Man.
Yeah.
Was there anyone hotter?
No, that's top shelf.
Dude.
Her and Cindy Crawford and Kathy Ireland, it was like some
sort of... And Christy Brinkley.
It was like a rotating cast. By the way, Billy Joel had like all of them. Just pointing that out.
Yeah. Did he have Elle?
He had Elle. And he traded in Elle for Christy Brinkley.
What a stud.
And Whitney Houston. All on one vacation. I contend that may be the greatest vacation run of all time. Elle Macpherson, Christy Brinkley, and a young Whitney Houston, all in the on the same tropical island.
I don't know how anyone comes close to that.
And that's, look, Billy Joel's not a handsome man.
Except for my Salina summer camp 1 year back in the day, 1983.
It was a great time.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Should have seen the babes.
Yeah. I tended to like a little kind of off the beaten path, too. Another one that I was a huge fan of in the 80s was Erin Gray. And she played Colonel Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers. You remember Buck?
One man is cheering.
Yeah. There was an episode. This is how terrible, by the way, 80s television was. There was an episode of Buck Rogers where they encountered a race of little people. And the little people had, like, telekinetic powers where if they all got together and they would say they would chant something and then they could make it happen. They all got together and stared at Colonel Wilma Deering and started saying think off, and they started pulling her clothes off. That was a real episode of Buck Rogers. I remember being like, being like 8 years old and being like, what is happening right now?
No, you were not. You were like, yes.
No, but that was my thing, being like, is this going to happen? But it's 80s TV. No, it's not going to happen. But in that moment.
What happens?
Oh, they, you know, she holds her thing together and runs off and everyone's like, ah, as opposed to it being a sex crime that it is today.
God. Some things just don't hold up, do they?
No. That was a, she was a, I was a big fan. Big fan of hers.
Well, that's the latest topic from the conch there, yeah. The bowl. So if you come down here to 10 Barrel Brewing, you can drop your topic in there. Although I see a lot of topics in there. I don't know how many we're going to get to.
Yeah.
We got to move on to In the News.
Hell yeah.
Coming up next. We've got, oh man, I hate to tell you this.
Oh boy.
I've got more animal abuse news.
That's no good.
But I got to tell you, this one isn't as bad.
Oh, that's
as
good.
The one right, from last right. week.
So it's levels to
but
this.
But it does involve kicking a puppy.
Don't like it.
In Troutdale.
Don't like it.
We also have a man who plays dead in order to live.
Well, makes sense.
So local news you can use next on In the News. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.